Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
You know, it's odd because things run through my head and I'm always trying to think of a cool way to open the show. And, you know, I never just come up with anything good. That's just kind of how it goes. But anyways, it's the Monday after the Super Bowl here on Sports Time Radio. And right now it looks like I'm the lone frickin' Ranger. So if you'd like to call in and talk to, well, me, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us or email me, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, the blogs go up on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so make sure you're over there on those days to check it out. But, you know, stop by and visit any other time. You never know what's going to go on over there. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, you want to hit that link, get yourself over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, well, hey, we'd greatly appreciate that. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, of course, you can also find me out there on Twitter as well. I am at Burketime. That's Burketime if you're looking me up on the Twitter feed there. So, all right. Well, obviously, you know, the big story right out of the gate. We had the Super Bowl yesterday, and, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs had a nice little comeback there, ended up with a 31-20 victory. You can actually, if you go over to sportstimeradio.com, you can see all our predictions from Saturday. I don't believe anybody hit. I know some of us had the Chiefs winning. Let me see if I can figure out what I had going on over there while I'm thinking about it, you know, just to make sure. But I don't believe anybody hit the score exactly right. Let's see. Myself, Dan and Mr. Fantasy all had Kansas City winning the game. How about this one? I had it, let's see, or actually, yeah, well, I had it 24-20. I had 24-21. My buddy Greg, who pitched in a score and a pick and everything for me, had it 31-21. The only problem, of course, there is he had San Francisco winning the game. So, Dan did get the MVP right, but, you know, you're just picking quarterbacks. That doesn't really count. I kind of like to go out, you know, try to go out on the limb, get something interesting there. But, you know, all in all, I thought it was a pretty good game. You know, some swings in momentum and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I got to tell you, it was almost more or less ruined for me before the game starts. And again, I think I've mentioned this here before. I'm never going to understand why anybody thinks I give a crap about what their political views are. So I was on Twitter right before the game started, and I'm sure you saw it. There was a Donald Trump ad. And I don't know why this set everybody off, but everybody went ape crazy on my Twitter feed complaining about, oh, my God, I can't believe there's a Trump ad right before the Super Bowl, and why would they air something like, oh, God, you know why they aired something like that? Because he paid for it. Just like the same reason they aired every other commercial you saw, because somebody forked over the $2 million or whatever it costs to get 30 seconds of airtime on the Super Bowl. You know, oddly, I didn't hear anybody complain about the Michael Bloomberg commercial that aired. So, you know, and again, it drives me nuts. You know, I'm on Twitter and I'm following sports people. You know, and the majority of the time, these people are relatively intelligent people who have a really good view on sports, who now apparently think they have a really good view on the political world. And sadly, you don't. You know, if you don't like the guy, that's great. Don't vote for him. You know, I didn't vote for him last election, but I didn't vote for Hillary either because I thought they both sucked. So, you know, there you go. Cast your own vote. That's why we're allowed to do it here. So stop being a moron and trying to run your political feelings down on me. I don't care. I'm here to watch the Super Bowl. I want to know who you think's going to win, how you think the game's going to go, who you think's going to be MVP. Can the 49ers defense stop the Chiefs offense? These are the things I'm kind of looking for. And no, I get over and over multiple idiots complaining, oh, they showed a Donald Trump commercial. Why would they show a Donald Trump commercial? I can't believe they showed a Donald Trump commercial. And then everybody retweeting it like a bunch of morons. So it was in my timeline over and over and over. I was like, really? I honestly almost just turned off the game and walked away. Because I was to the point where, no, I'm not going to put up with this if this is how it's going to go. But luckily, I got over it. It's just one of those things I go through. But I managed to get over it, and I did sit through the game, and I enjoyed it. The only negative I actually had from the game was the fact that I ate way too much, and I had indigestion and had problems sleeping. But I'm under the impression I'm not the only one who had that problem. So, we'll see how that goes. But it was one of those things where, I don't know if it was quite the game I thought I was going to get. It was close to it, but I was kind of impressed with the way that the Chiefs were able to, I guess, slow down the 49ers running game when they kind of needed to. To be fair, they didn't stop the running game at all. I mean, San Francisco ran for 141 yards, averaged over 6 yards a carry. And I honestly thought San Francisco was just going to keep giving the ball to Debo Samuel and let him run, because there was just seemed to be no answer for him. But there were some, really big plays in the running game for Kansas City, which I was really kind of surprised by, because they're not exactly they don't have the stellar defense that San Francisco has. And then, kind of looking at the game, I mean, we're 10-10 at halftime. San Francisco comes out, and I mean, Patrick Mahomes uncharacteristically made some really bad mistakes, ended up with two picks and two fumbles. Luckily, didn't lose either of the fumbles. And, San Francisco goes up by 10, and, I mean, I'm sitting there thinking, well, with this defense, as good as it is, this game is probably over, isn't it? I mean, I can't see Kansas City coming back from double digits. And they go out and put up 21 in the fourth quarter to get the win. And it's so weird when you kind of listen to people, because like they were saying, Kansas City got lucky on that 44-yard pass to Tyreek Hill. Guys, there was no luck involved in that. San Francisco blew the coverage, and Mahomes saw it. That's not luck. That's just good quarterback play. When you talk about these things, and okay, you want to say Damian Williams didn't score a touchdown. Tell me what you saw on the replay to overturn it, and I will agree with you. That's what I want to know. Because, man, I mean, I saw that replay from every angle like you guys did, and I couldn't tell if it was a touchdown or not. I think the refs did the right thing calling it a touchdown and then letting the replay booth get a really good look at it. But yeah, you can't tell me you saw something that everybody else didn't that made you think that wasn't a touchdown. And then the other thing I'm getting a real kick out of now is, now it's who's to blame for the loss. Is it Kyle Shanahan's fault? Is it Jimmy Garoppolo's fault? And I'm hearing a lot of people today just kill Garoppolo. And the humorous thing about this is when the Niners were rolling and they looked like, one of, if not the best teams in the NFC, as they ended up turning out to be, he was a godsend, and it was, God, I can't believe the Patriots were stupid enough to trade this guy. There was a little bit of a hiccup in the championship game, and they kind of, Shanahan kind of took the football out of his hands. But obviously they needed him in the Super Bowl, and, he had some scuffles. He threw a couple picks. He was 20 for 31, so his completion percentage was solid. He was only sacked one time, in his 33 dropbacks because he ran twice. There wasn't, anything really negative there. He just missed on a shot downfield to Emmanuel Sanders that would have turned the game around. I mean, that pass was only off by a yard or two. So then that put them in that really rough fourth down spot where Kansas City got a fantastic pass rush and got to him. That was the actual sack, the only sack they had, probably at one of the biggest moments, if not the biggest moment of the game, at least for the Kansas City defense. So it was kind of like, okay, why are we killing this guy? And I've already heard the talk now about how now the 49ers need to go out and get another quarterback because they need one that can perform in big games. If I'm not mistaken, these are Garoppolo's first playoff starts. So it's not like he has loads of experience. I mean, sure, he's been in playoff games before being a Patriot, but did he play in any of those games? I don't think so. I'm going to try to double check here real quick, but I just don't see, or I don't remember, and even if he did play, what, he'd come in and play mop-up duty? I doubt he'd ever attempted a postseason pass until this season. So you think you could, not bury the guy like they did, but it was just, incredible of the backlash that I'm listening to these yuttas. Yeah, he got in, looks like he played in one game in 2014 for New England, but I'm guessing it was just a kneel down because there are no stats from it. So just kind of how it goes. So there you go. That was the extent of his playoff experience coming into this season. All right. People had absolutely no problem just burying him and talking about how bad he was. And again, these were the same people that were, oh yeah, he's an MVP candidate. And, this is this team's the best team out there. And, all this other crap that they talk. And it's almost to the point where it gets humorous, because they are literally just so big of asshats that they think we forget that at once upon a time they were on the bandwagon and they love this guy. And I heard a guy today say you can't win with him. Well, they were 13-3 and they got to the Super Bowl. Now, granted, they didn't win the Super Bowl, but they got there. And now, is there something pointing somewhere to you that they're not going to be a contender in the NFC next year? Is something changing somewhere down the line that, I don't know about? I mean, as far as I know, they're getting all their returning players back. Obviously Garoppolo's got the long-term deal. He's not going anywhere. I think all the running backs are coming back. Plus, you'll get a healthy, probably a healthier Matt Breida. So you're adding one more guy to it'd be a three-headed monster instead of a two-headed monster next year. They could probably use a legitimate number one receiver, but is there another team out there that has a better tight end? At this point, it's George Kittle and Travis Kelce at tight end, right? Is there anybody else you're going to want to watch? So, you know, the defense was, you know, if not the best, one of the best in the NFL. So, you know, we'll have to see. I'm looking here, and now they do have Emmanuel Sanders is an unrestricted free agent. So, you know, they're going to have to make a decision there. I honestly won't be surprised to see them maybe let him go. You know, Kyle Juszczyk is, he's got a club option, so he'll be back. You're looking at, you know, Jimmy Ward, Jason Verrett, you know, a couple of the defensive backs are free agents. And then Eric Armstead, one of the defensive linemen, is a free agent. So nothing, you know, nothing huge or giant or any big name. Going down the list here, I do see that Matt Breida and Kendrick Bourne are a restricted free agents. So, you know, they'll have to kind of figure out the situation there, but I'm sure they could work it out. And, you know, let's be fair, with Rita's injury situation, if he doesn't come back and it's a backfield tandem of Tevin Coleman and, you know, and I always butcher his first name, Raheem Mozart, it's still not a bad situation. So, yeah, you know, it's not like they've got a ton of, they're not in a situation like the Cowboys are where their starting quarterback is a free agent and, you know, they're looking for, a way to kind of work out that situation. So, yeah, I mean, is there a reason that they're not going to be good again? And I get it. They're in a relatively tough division. I mean, you have, you know, Seattle is always pretty good. And then, the Rams, you got to kind of wonder what's going to go on with the Rams. Are they going to kind of bounce back or were they just kind of a one and done deal there? So that'll be interesting. And then, you know, you look at the wide receiver crop for free agency, isn't gigantically strong this off season. But you do have AJ Green. If you think he's healthy, I guess he could be an option. If Prescott has to go under the franchise tag, there's a chance you could go get Amari Cooper. You know, because it's going to be difficult for Dallas. You know, they've already signed Elliott. If Prescott goes under the franchise tag, that's going to be like $33 million. Will they have room for Cooper? So, there's an opportunity that he could possibly be out there. Robbie Anderson of the Jets is a free agent. He's one of those guys that, you know, there's always been potential with, and he had a 1,000-yard season last year, not so much this year, but, maybe he's a guy you could possibly, take a shot with. I got to figure he's going to be relatively affordable in, the NFL kind of market here. So, there will be a couple guys, again, with the exception of, Cooper and a healthy AJ Green. I don't know if there's a true number one out there, but they managed this year just fine without a true number one. Sanders isn't quite a number one anymore in his career, maybe 1A or something like that. So, we'll have to see how that kind of works out. And then of course there's going to be, candidates that get released. So, you never know what's going to pop up. But it's just humorous, listening to these asshats and just how quickly they turn their opinion. And then like the humorous thing about it is when you think about it, they gave Patrick Mahomes the MVP. You knew they were going to do that. He's the quarterback from the winning team almost always wins it. But in all honesty, I really think Chris Jones was the MVP, the defensive lineman. They didn't rack up enough of the big time, kind of stats that you needed. I mean, with only the one sack and, those kind of things, you're not going to get the issue there. But oddly, Jones deflected three passes yesterday. He had three pass deflections. You know, he did only have the one tackle, but, you know, he had the deflection on that really, you know, really big pass down the stretch. And, you know, he was fantastic. But, again, you know, you knew, because I think if I remember correctly, didn't a wide receiver win MVP last year? Let me see if I can, again, hunt these down. Normally I don't have to talk to myself like this, but since I am kind of rolling on my own here, I've got to just kind of cover all the bases here. So yeah, you know, I mean, it's, you know, just again one of those things. Let's get down here, and yeah, Julian Edelman was the 2019 winner. So. But yeah, when you look, there's been it was a streak of the last three out of the four MVPs have been quarterbacks, and yeah, as you go back, I mean it's majority of quarterbacks that get the win here. You know, as it works out, here you go. 30 quarterbacks have won the MVP award. 7 running backs and 7 wide receivers are next. And then it's 4 linebackers, 2 defensive ends, 2 safeties, a cornerback, a defensive tackle, and a kicker punt returner. So now, of course, my question becomes, do you remember that kicker punt returner? Because I do. Can you think of it real quick while we're while I'm looking for the year here? There you go. I'll give you a hint. It was 1997, and it was Desmond Howard of the Packers is the only kick returner, punt returner to win an MVP. So, but yeah, you know, so again, you know, you kind of expect that when the winning team, it's always natural to, well, let's give it to the quarterback. But, you know, Mahomes wasn't really – Patrick Mahomes, he was 26 of 42 for 286 yards. He had the 2 touchdowns, but he also had the 2 picks. He was sacked 4 times. He didn't run the ball 9 times for 29 yards and scored a rushing touchdown. But, you know, he had the 2 fumbles as well. He didn't lose either of them. So, yeah, just not a stellar Patrick Mahomes-like performance that I believe – you know, you would want to see. And, I, you know, again, it goes back to the Niners' defense is really good. You know, I mean, there's no questioning that, you know, they're probably the best defense in the NFL. So, yeah, you just got to kind of understand where it's kind of like, okay, well, he's this good and they're that good. And, you know, it you know, kind of worked in variance of each other there. You know, and that's what you got. You've got what has to be considered a subpar performance from Mahomes, considering what he has done, you know, throughout his career and, you know, all the other stuff that goes with it. But, you know, what was important is he led his team to 21 points in the fourth quarter. They got the big win, and that's all that matters right now. I believe the parade is Wednesday, and everybody else can, you know, now everybody can fully focus on the NFL draft, right? Because that's where we go to next for the NFL. You know, I know for a lot of people, and I do, this is the other thing I just find stupid. You know, guys are just being stupid with this. You know, well, football season is over. Oh, God, we don't get football till next, you know, whatever, September, October, whenever the hell they come back. Dumbasses, any sports fan realizes that the XFL starts next weekend or this coming weekend. So let's stop pretending like it doesn't exist. It's just, it's poor journalism and stupidity on their part that they don't want to recognize that this league is going to kick off. And I don't know, you know, maybe, you know, they don't like Vince McMahon because he's a wrestling promoter and, you know, that doesn't always have the highest amount of respect as things go there. But, you know, get over yourself. We're getting a new league with some players, like I said before, that we're going to know the names of. you know, and I mean, it's not going to be Patrick Mahomes or, you know, Tyreek Hill or, you know, who Lamar Jackson, whoever else you want to throw out there. You know, obviously it's not going to be those guys, but again, it's going to be players that you know and may have seen actually play in the NFL. You know, I mentioned before one of the last guys who were signed, that wide receiver Antonio Callaway, I carried him on my fantasy team for a few weeks back when he was a rookie because I needed a guy due to injury, and, you know, he put up some solid numbers when I needed him. So, yeah, don't get the idea that we're talking about, you know, like the way the alliance was set up where it was legitimately, you know, they wanted it to be that feeder system to the NFL. The XFL isn't acting like that at all. They want to be their own league. You know, that's all they're really looking for. So I don't get why we're pretending, I guess, that they don't exist. You know, just another one of those stupid things that bother me, you know, when it comes to this. And it's humorous when I see the jacklegs on the Mickey Mouse Network do this, because your network is covering some of the games. You know, they're televising games, and you're acting like it doesn't exist. So maybe we can get over the stupidity of it and, you know, just say, I saw one guy today on that network when I was watching the shows I watched there mention that the XFL was going to start. You know, and obviously it's not going to be NFL football. I don't think anybody's expecting it to be NFL football. But I did see today when I was on FanDuel that they have leagues set up. So if you're a daily fantasy player and you're interested in dabbling in the XFL, there you go. You can still gamble some money. I will not be partaking probably because I don't trust myself enough there. But, hey, you know, hey, if you're interested, you know, there you go. But, yeah, that's just the stuff that bothers me. I, you know, just one of those things. I don't know why. There's no real reason or anything for it. It's just one of those things that bother me, and I have to figure out how to get over it. So. But really, really quick, I did see a cool, I guess, you know, heartwarming story, however you want to. You want to decide it, but the Chiefs, Derek Nadia is what I'm going to guess there. He picked up the adoption fee for 91 shelter dogs to allow them to get new homes. So I thought that was pretty cool. One of those nice things that people have done. I noticed this one, so, we'll see how it goes, and, I just thought that was pretty cool of them, so, nice job there, but, like normal, when, you know, I'm kind of stuck here by myself, you can tell my voice is running away already here. We'll probably cut this a little short today, but I wanted to go over the sports schedule for tonight, because obviously you're going to need something to watch with no NFL for, you know, a little while. And obviously the XFL, like I said, doesn't start till the weekend. But there are three hockey games tonight. You have the Florida Panthers at the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Dallas Stars are at the New York Rangers. Those games are on the Mickey Mouse app. And then the nationally televised game tonight has the Philadelphia Flyers at the Detroit Red Wings. That's the NBC Sports Network game. If you're looking to watch something there. Now there's only a real small schedule in the NHL. A little bigger schedule in the NBA tonight. We have the Golden State Warriors at the Washington Wizards. We've got the Orlando Magic at the Charlotte Hornets. The New York Knicks are at the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Dallas Mavericks are at the Indiana Pacers. The Phoenix Suns are at the Brooklyn Nets. The Boston Celtics are at the Atlanta Hawks. The Philadelphia Phillies are at the Miami Heat. That's the first game on NBA TV tonight, if you have that. Then you got the Detroit Pistons at the Memphis Grizzlies. The Minnesota Timberwolves are at the Sacramento Kings. And then the second game on NBA TV tonight has the San Antonio Spurs at the Los Angeles Clippers. So there you go. Hopefully you will find something to watch tonight. But I am going to slide out of here a little early. I honestly don't know what happened to Dan. So we'll, you know, I'll have to find out what's going on, and we'll, you know, we'll be back tomorrow at 5:30. So thanks for sticking with me for the 30 minutes here. But like I said, my voice is really starting to go, so I am going to duck out, and I will talk to you tomorrow.